Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Fannie Willis in more trouble. Fannie Willis is the woman who was sleeping with her, you know, special prosecutor that she was giving hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars to, in taxpayers' dollars to go after Donald Trump, a guy that had never tried a felony case before, is going to try his first one when it came to RICO charges against Donald Trump in Georgia. Donald Trump, the other night in Greensboro, North Carolina, mocked Nathan Wade, saying this. That's a special prosecutor. Listen.
He worked with Fani, even though it's spelled Fanny, F-A-N-I, Fani. How about that one? How about that one with her lover? Nathan Wade, her lover. Let's go get Trump. Because if they go after Trump, they can pay him more money. And then she can take beautiful trips on the sea, beautiful trips to foreign islands. Her and her lover, they have such a good time. The guy got paid almost $1 million, and he never did it before. But he did the other thing before that he did with Fani. He did plenty of that. That's what he's good at, I guess.
President Donald Trump making it known exactly what was going on with the two of them. Well, now we're getting more information that Georgia Republicans have officially started issuing subpoenas. And before I give you all the details, I want to tell you about my friends at Patriot Mobile. If you're like me and you are sick and tired of giving your money to woke companies, you've got to make the switch to Patriot Mobile. Let me explain why. Because every time you make a phone call, every single time you pay your bill, every time you send a text, you are actually standing up for what you believe in, because 5% of your bill every month goes back to support conservative causes, and that's why Patriot Mobile was created, to fight back. You may not realize this, but Big Mobile, the company you're probably with right now, gives massive donations to Planned Parenthood and to Democratic causes and candidates running for local, state, national, and even the presidential election cycle. Don't give your money to companies that hate your values. Switch to Patriot Mobile. They offer you dependable nationwide coverage, giving you the ability to access all the major networks that you're using right now, which means you get the same exact coverage you're accustomed to without funding the agenda of the woke left. And when you switch to Patriot Mobile, they support free speech, religious freedom, and the sanctity of life, as well as the Second Amendment, with every single dollar every time you pay your bill. Just go to patriotmobile.com/Ben. That's patriotmobile.com/Ben. You can call them and switch, 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. Plus, you'll get free activation when you use the promo code Ben when you check them out. Don't forget it. Promo code Ben, free activation, 972-PATRIOT or patriotmobile.com/Ben.
In the probe of the Fulton County DA, Fannie Willis, the woman who looked at you and said, when they were looking at the misconduct hearing, I'm not the one on trial here. I want to remind you of that. I'm not the one on trial here. Now, CNN also saying it's probably time for Fannie Willis maybe to step aside. The judge vowing to rule on the Willis fate in the Trump case within the next 2 weeks. Listen to this from CNN.
Quality was compromised.
Yeah, and two-part question for you, because obviously, you know, this is happening in an election year. This is happening not just in the state of Georgia, but also in some ways the court of public opinion as far as confidence in what comes out of this case. If the judge allows Willis to remain on the case, from a legal standpoint, do you see it going to trial before the 2024 election? And from a public standpoint, I mean, Fannie Willis said it when she testified that she's not on trial. This is about putting someone who allegedly tried to steal an election on trial. But will the public still have confidence in this case if she remains on, based on everything we've gone through to get to this point?
Were I in charge, and as my children say, thankfully you're not, were I in charge, I would ask Fannie Willis to step aside, and I'd ask Nathan Wade to step aside. I would want very much for the office of the district attorney to remain on the case. If the office is disqualified, then this thing is not going to trial for a very long time. But if she steps aside for appearance purposes and Wade steps aside for the same appearance purposes, then I think this case could go forward really probably in very late fall, depending on the timeline of other trials. But if she stays on this case, I think that you raise a very good question of whether or not the public will think that this is, as Trump has argued, a political prosecution. And that, of course, is not in the interests of America or specifically the justice system.
It's a question that I think.
I mean, even the Democrats are saying, like, step aside, right? Step aside. Go ahead, step aside. Well, now the Republican-led Senate panel in Georgia, they've announced they're moving forward with the public part of its investigation into the Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis, who Democrats are even saying it's a disaster that could eventually lead to the Democratic DA being suspended. Yes, and also being forced to testify due to the new subpoenas. The State Senate Special Committee on Investigations has already issued a subpoena to Ashley Merchant, the defense attorney who has been leading efforts to remove Willis from the election interference case against former President Donald Trump. Merchant, the attorney for Trump co-defendant Michael Roman, is expected to testify, we're being told this week. The panel's purpose is to thoroughly investigate the allegations of misconduct by the district attorney for Fulton County, Fannie Willis, relating to potential conflicts of interest and misuse of public funds to go after a political enemy, to enact new or amend existing laws, and or to change state appropriations to restore, they say, public confidence in the criminal justice system, according to the state Senate website. Now, sources familiar with the committee's plan say that the panel will issue more subpoenas and that a potential subpoena for Willis was expected down the line. The committee chairman, a Republican, said the investigation will take many months to complete and acknowledged there will be more subpoenas as we move forward. Asked specifically about a potential subpoena of Willis, the Republican committee chairman said, "I don't know yet." Merchant has accused Willis of misconduct in the Trump case, arguing she failed to disclose a romantic relationship with Nathan Wade. You heard the president talk about Nathan Wade, a special prosecutor that she appointed to lead the case. Merchant has alleged that Willis benefited financially because Wade, who has been paid more than $600,000 for working on the case, now that number is over $700,000 or $800,000 or $900,000, took her on her trips and out to dinner often. Willis and Wade last month denied any wrongdoing at a court hearing on the allegations. They acknowledged they dated but said that the relationship began after Wade's appointment and that Willis did not financially benefit from it. We also know that that is a lie. Fulton County Superior Court Judge Scott McAfee, who is presiding over the election interference case, said he hopes to rule on whether to disqualify Willis by mid-March. For Wednesday's Senate hearing, Merchant was asked to bring documents related to the disqualification effort, which are likely to include her lengthy text history with Terrence Bradley. That's Wade's former law partner and divorce attorney, according to a copy of the subpoena obtained by NBC News. In court last week, Bradley acknowledged he sent Merchant a text saying Wade and Willis had absolutely started dating before keyword, before Wade was appointed special prosecutor. But he testified that was based on speculation, not personal knowledge. The format of the hearings is likely to make it easier for Merchant to discuss the content of the text, which she could not do outright during the court hearing. So that's the problem number one. Now we have problem number two for Fannie Willis, and that is this. Fannie Willis dismisses state Senate probe into the misconduct allegations that I just told you about. The Georgia DA prosecuting former President Trump is dismissing a Republican-led state Senate panel, further probing the matter, telling ABC News it's a political quest, plain and simple. She's saying, basically, I'm not going anywhere. What this means is I think there's a very, very high probability, an extremely high probability, that Willis is going to be taken off this case. And what Democrats are going to do is they're going to say, all right, we don't really care. We're going to move on. We'll find somebody else. Now, the judge promising a ruling within 2 weeks on the motion to disqualify Fannie Willis saw all of this play out in his courtroom. This guy, by the way, lost control of the courtroom and allowed for Willis to run his courtroom. I think that was a very bad look for him. I think the other thing here is this. You've got Fannie Willis. If she does stay on this case, I actually don't think it helps even. In fact, I think it hurts even more this case because people are going to see just how partisan it actually is. Fannie Willis, this is what Democrats said about her when they were asked about it on CNN.
Interesting. You know, Gloria Borges is with us as well. Even if Willis isn't disqualified, in this case, the district attorney's office certainly seems to have suffered a bit right now, at least with the jury pool.
Don't forget, as Laura was saying, she's an elected official. And they've spent weeks going down a rabbit hole about whether she behaved improperly and hired her boyfriend. And that's never good for a public official. The question is, if she's not disqualified, by the time you get around to selecting a jury, will that become part of the case? Well, it depends what questions they ask the jurors. Do they know about this? Have they been following this trial? Have they not been following the trial? So at this point, it's kind of hard to say. But overall, I don't think she's done herself any favors here. So
even when CNN, I do laugh, right? Like when CNN says this, you got to laugh at it. Yeah, I mean, you really do. Like they're like, I don't think she's really done herself any favors, you think?
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event, so give your friends something to look at, like a B&B with an ocean view, an endless field of wildflowers, or a sunset that needs no filter. Make this a summer to share and save with a capable Kia SUV or powerful sedan. See your local Kia dealer or visit Kia.com to learn more. Kia, movement that inspires. Call 800-334-KIA for details. Always drive safely. Sale applies to purchase of specially tagged 2024 vehicles only. Quantities are limited. Must take delivery by 7/8/24.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. this conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go, like, how do I detach from my, from this idea of what, is that my baggage? It doesn't look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let me also tell you something else that has just broken that's very interesting. Breitbart News got the exclusive on this, that the Biden administration apparently planted an operative, Jeff DeSantis, in Fannie Willis's office to target Donald Trump, sources are now saying. Again, this coming from Breitbart News. The Biden administration planted a Democratic operative inside the Fulton County office to target former President Trump, multiple sources familiar with the Fulton County District Attorney's Office exclusively said this to Breitbart News. If the Biden administration planned the operation, as the source says, it would present a strong argument that the administration interfered in the 2024 election cycle. Breitbart News granted the sources anonymity to discuss the attorney's office for fear of retribution. The sources have direct knowledge of the environment at the district attorney's office, which they characterized as corrupt. One significant figure is overlooked, they say, in the Fulton County scandal concerning Fulton County prosecutor Fannie Willis and her alleged lover and fellow prosecutor Nathan Wade. The sources said, meet Jeff DeSantis, the county's deputy district attorney with professional experience far greater than the average county employee. DeSantis worked on Willis's 2020 campaign, sources have also confirmed. And he was the former executive director of the Democratic Party of Georgia with extensive knowledge of campaign finance laws. He was also the deputy director of compliance for the Democratic National Committee, according to his own official bio. Jeff has also worked with candidates, they say, in 30 states running for a variety of offices, including President of the United States, United States Senator, Governor, United States Representative, Attorney General, District Attorney, and Mayor, as well as for a National Political Party Committee. He has served as a campaign manager, media consultant, pollster, press spokesperson, research director, and policy advisor. Sources credit DeSantis with colluding with the White House to target Trump. DeSantis did this, one source said. He's the one. He is the one pulling all the strings. He was the one that walled her off, referring to Willis. He was in every important meeting. He is the brainchild behind this. That is the connection directly to the White House, the whistleblowers continue. Citing his deep history with connections to the Democratic Georgia machine, sources told Breitbart they were 100% certain that DeSantis was the inside man planted in the Fulton County office by the Biden administration. DeSantis is the one pulling the strings on the whole thing, a second source confirmed. Everybody heard Fannie testify. It's no secret that she's not that smart. That is how she sounds and acts every day of the week, which brings me to something else. Fannie Willis has come out getting a new award, accepting at a church the Black History Achievement Award. And this is what she had to say, speaking about how smart she is or maybe isn't. You can decide for yourself.
This is a really hard job I'm trying to do. And I am an imperfect human being, but I can literally feel the people who love me's prayers. If just every now and again you'll throw my name in a prayer, God hears his children. I would very much appreciate that. So I thank you for this honor today, because it is an honor worth having when it comes from a group of people such as the people that worship here. So thank you.
Nothing like getting an award for Black History Achievement Award while you're in trouble for lying under oath, allegedly, and sleeping with your prosecutor. Yes, great time to give her this award in a church for being a proud African-American woman. You cannot make this up. Yet again, the Democrats will do anything to protect their own. Now, she said, I'm an imperfect human being. Everybody is. I'm an imperfect human being. The difference is she's currently and actively trying to cover everything up while they're giving her an award. Which brings me back to the Biden administration planning this operative, Jeff DeSantis, in Fannie Willis's office to target Trump. Anyone that has common sense knows that the White House has been involved in this prosecution, quote unquote. This shouldn't just miraculously happen. Of course, she, Willis, not going to prosecute the former president of the United States of America without the current administration's approval. Sources also speculate that DeSantis was instrumental in selecting grand jurors for the Trump case based on voter registration data. Wow. Part of why you're raising money as a candidate is to get money to buy the data about who your voters are. DeSantis is the former head of the state Democratic Party. He's going to know who you are, especially in Georgia. One source said there's no conservative person on that grand jury, period. Sources also coming out, I would say whistleblowing, reveal that DeSantis was a member of Willis's transition team after she won the election in November of 2020. DeSantis helped Wade select employees for the new office. DeSantis was there in the capacity to be a political strategist, hiding in the DA's office, a source also said. As Breitbart News also reported on Sunday, Wade is a prosecutor on the Trump case, and he selected the office employees, a source also confirmed. Wade made the decision to hire or fire employees in the district attorney's office following Willis's election victory in November of 2020. That according to multiple sources familiar with Wade and Willis's relationship. So he was the enforcer in the office. Now, these revelations of Wade's previously unreported position as the former personnel decision maker for the district attorney's office also raises ethical questions and conflicts of interest concerns. It also raises questions about whether Wade and Willis have been forthright about the timeline of their reported affair. Based on the cell phone data, we go back to that I told you about earlier, it looks like they flat out lied to the American people and to that judge under oath. Sources also described one-on-one interviews behind closed doors with Willis and Wade, who was too invested to just be a friend of Willis, one source said about his powerful position. It was obvious Willis and Wade had an affair in 2020, 1 year before Willis launched her probe into Trump. And the cell phone data would seem to back that up. And DeSantis would know about it. Sources also confirmed to Breitbart. The district attorney's office did not reply for a request for comment about this new information, the allegations. What we do know is that in January, Donald Trump and co-defendant Mike Roman accused Willis of maintaining an improper relationship with Wade. Willis and Wade took to the stand in February to testify about their relationship. And does it disqualify Willis from prosecuting Trump? If the presiding judge determines Willis engaged in an actual conflict of interest with her lover and fellow prosecutor, who she's paying taxpayer dollars more than $700,000, Willis could be removed from the case, handing former President Donald Trump a massive victory, make no mistake about it. Now, Wade's story also appears, like I said, very shaky. The former Fulton County District Attorney employees and friends of Willis since college testified that Willis had definitely a relationship and was definitely in a relationship with Wade since 2019. That means he lied under oath about the relationship, if that is true. In addition to that, coming from his friend, cell phone data obtained from AT&T through the subpoena contradicts Wade's testimony as well, making it abundantly clear that Wade was, you guessed it, having an affair long before he admitted to having the affair.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go, like, how do I detach from my, from this idea of, is that my baggage? It doesn't look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Democrats are now getting behind the idea of Joe Biden debating Donald Trump. Chris Coons, who's the co-chair of Biden for President, was asked a question about the president debating after the State of the Union, and this is what he said.
Former President Trump is saying that he wants to debate Joe Biden anytime, anywhere, any place. Is that a good idea? I mean, do you think? I mean, if this is a don't compare me to the Almighty, compare me to the alternative campaign,
if Donald Trump wants to see Joe Biden in prime time, he should tune in and watch tonight. I was in the room for the debate in Cleveland that Chris Wallace tried to moderate, and it was chaotic at best. Donald Trump just busted through every possible rule or regulation of decency or decorum or following any of the directives of the moderator. I wouldn't encourage it, but I don't think the campaign or the president has made a decision yet. I just think that, frankly, the American people need to make up their own minds based on what difference Joe Biden has made in their lives.
Joe Biden, campaign chair, saying he would encourage Biden to debate Trump. Now, why are they having to address this? Because many Republicans have brought it up, including Senator Ted Cruz.
He's also, I think, going to talk a lot about democracy and saving democracy. Ironically, while he's refusing to debate Donald Trump and while Democrats have spent the last 3 months trying to throw Trump off the ballot to stop the voters from voting for his opponent.
He's right, by the way. So now the White House saying, all right, we got to do what we can here. We got to figure this out, right? We got to work on this. All right, maybe we let him debate one time. I think you might get one out of him. I do. I think that. I think you might get one debate. I can't imagine that the White House would allow for 3 debates. I can't imagine they would allow for maybe 2 debates. Maybe. And look, they got to test the Biden juice last night to see how long they could keep him juiced up. That's what they did. Now, the American people, and I go back to this because I do think it's an important point to make. Joe Biden last night, they saw an angry guy yelling. It was an old guy yelling and screaming at kids, basically, get off my lawn. If you watched after the State of the Union, you also saw something else. You saw a speech that ended, and then for more than 25 minutes, Joe Biden was wandering around the House chamber asking, where is he supposed to go? He was saying it over and over again. Where am I supposed to go? Which way am I going? And then he would get distracted, right? He would get distracted while he was talking to different people. And then he would talk to somebody else. I mean, the whole chamber had just completely disappeared, but the hanger-oners that were dying to get their photo taken and look like they're important talking to a president that couldn't figure out how to get out of the room. The American people saw that. This president of the United States of America telling lies last night, saying that, you know, everything's great with our economy because of me.
Under my plan, nobody earning less than $400,000 a year will pay an additional penny in federal taxes. Nobody, not one penny. And they haven't yet.
By the way, that's not true. Joe Biden can say and lie, saying nobody earning less than $400,000 a year will be paying additional penny in federal taxes. The fact is, Biden has already raised the tax burden on Americans making as little as $20,000 a year by his own policy admissions at the White House. But when you're the president of the United States of America and the media won't fact check you, you can go on TV and say things like this.
I've been delivering real results in fiscally responsible ways. We've already cut the federal deficit. We've already cut the federal deficit over $1 trillion.
That's a lie, by the way. Biden, with a very straight face there, actually claims he's been delivering real results in a fiscally responsible way. Then lies about cutting the deficit, which has not been cut. You can go and look at it. Okay, you can go and look at it. It's very clear the president has not cut the national deficit. Biden also then wanted you to, I guess, praise him for cutting rates on mortgages.
I know the cost of housing is so important to you. If inflation keeps coming down, mortgage rates will come down as well.
They will? That's it? Biden now talking about mortgage rates? When Biden took office, the average 30-year fixed mortgage rate was 2.7%. Today, it remains around 7%. Say it again. When Biden took office, the average 30-year fixed mortgage rate was 2.7. Today, it's around 7%. The American people saw that. They saw a guy that was bumbling around. They saw a guy who didn't have a clear plan for the future. A guy that talked about flying to Moscow.
I'm going to get in trouble for saying that, but if you want to get in Air Force One, we're going to fly to Toronto, Berlin, Moscow. I mean, excuse me. Even Moscow, probably.
What the hell is the guy even talking about there? He also is a guy that comes out and claims he cut the federal deficit by $160 billion. He's lying, by the way. Inflationary policies haven't cut anything.
We cut the federal deficit by $160 billion.
That's just a lie. It never happened. And you would think that the media would immediately come on and say that is a lie. They didn't, of course. And then I don't know if you guys noticed this. Biden also bragged about his investment in family farms. Everybody's scratching their head on this one. Like, where did he make this crap up from?
Because of my investment in a family farm. Because I invested in a family farm led by my Secretary of Agriculture, who knows more about this than anybody I know.
No one even knows what he's talking about there. He incoherently brags about his investment in a family farm. We've never heard about a family farm before from this president, ever. What I do know is this. Median household income and adjusted for inflation has dropped by $3,670 since 2019 by the White House's own admission. Under Joe Biden, we've had a cumulative inflation rate of nearly 20% since he has been president of the United States of America. The average monthly payment on a new car under Trump was $575. How much is it now under Joe Biden? $736. That is the reality of where we are right now with this with inflation and what we're dealing with, what the average American is dealing with right now. Prices are up big under Joe Biden. Food costs are up. And this comes from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. So his own government says that food costs are up 21%, rent costs are up 19%, power costs are up 29% under Joe Biden. That's from his own government who's telling you that. But the president says that wages are going up and you should thank him for this.
Wages keep going up. Inflation keeps coming down. Inflation has dropped from 9% to 3%, the lowest in the world, and tending lower.
And tending lower? I'm not sure what word that is. I think he went to say trending lower. I just gave you the numbers. He's lying to you. Make sure you share this podcast with your family and friends. We're going to keep covering this issue. Please share it on social media and write us a 5-star review. It helps us reach more people. And I'll see you back here tomorrow.